This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A big weight was lifted from the shoulders of NASA mission managers on Thursday when the shuttle Atlantis finally lifted off at 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Despite 3 months of delays due mainly to troublesome fuel level sensors, the launch was described as flawless. Despite earlier forecasts offering only a 30% chance, an incoming cold front over the Cape held off just long enough to leave clear skies for the afternoon launch window. NASA astronaut Steve Frick commands a crew of six. Their prime objective is to attach the European Space Agency's Columbus Laboratory to the International Space Station, adding to the station's size and capabilities. Bobby Sturgill is a highly respected former airline captain, naval aviator, and Top Gun instructor, and his nomination to succeed Marion Blakey as FAA administrator was supported by commercial and general aviation groups almost universally. So why did the first day of his Senate confirmation hearings end in a procedural maneuver by two senators to block his confirmation, possibly permanently? Well, a prediction made by Reason Foundation Transportation Studies Director Bob Poole in the January 23rd Aero News special feature appears to have come to pass. Poole said that the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, frustrated by the FAA's refusal to return to the bargaining table on one hand and its inability to legally call a strike on the other, would rally the support of unions in general and union-friendly lawmakers in particular to retaliate by denying Sturgill the job. The Associated Press reports that Thursday afternoon, Democrats Robert Menendez and Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey used a procedural hold to prevent a vote on the issue from reaching the Senate floor. Lautenberg explained, quote, "It's time for President Bush to nominate an administrator who solves transportation problems rather than creating more of them," unquote. Both senators mentioned the ongoing dispute with controllers and the noise impacts of FAA airspace changes over the Northeast in their decisions. The result is that instead of Senate confirmation and a 5-year contract to head the FAA, Sturgill will continue in a caretaker capacity, possibly until the next presidential administration nominates somebody else. On the merger mania gossip line, the Wall Street Journal now reports that Delta and Northwest Airlines have come to terms on what roles existing executives would play in a combined airline and are expected to announce a merger sometime next week. The anonymous insiders say chances are slim that the few remaining issues will derail the merger. United, meanwhile, which was once mentioned as another possible partner for Delta, has moved on and is reported to be in talks with Continental. One industry source says the two airlines want to announce their own merger as soon as possible after Delta and Northwest. Any antitrust concerns could be small potatoes compared to the task of getting mergers past employee unions. It looks as though we'll have plenty to report for the rest of February. Life terms were handed down this week to three Indian men found guilty in the hijacking of an Indian Airlines Airbus A300 to Afghanistan. 10 people had been accused of involvement in the hijacking of Indian Airlines Flight 814 on December 24, 1999. 179 passengers and 11 crew members were held hostage for a week. One passenger died of knife wounds. The hostages were ultimately released in an exchange with the Indian government for three pro-Kashmir Islamic rebels. The three men sentenced have been in custody for 8 years. 7 more suspects remain at large. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Alaska Airlines stays low-key in dealing with 737 flap issues. Airlines start looking for ways to bring back retired pilots. And the maker of the world's cheapest car will also make parts for the Dreamliner. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Adam Smith of EAA. We'll talk about what's coming to AirVenture Oshkosh in 2008. And if you haven't gotten to it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.